I thought Bad Bunny did a hell of a job. I thought the vibe was off the chain. And let me tell you something right now. You couldn't stop dancing to that music. The brother threw on it, he put on a party. I agreed with J.J. Watt, former NFL star, future Hall of Famer for the Houston Texans, when he said, hey, did I understand the word he was saying? No. Was the vibe live? Yes, it was. Hell yes, it was. That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you something right now. Bad Bunny didn't have you upset at Bad Bunny because of his performance on Super Bowl Sunday that was viewed by more than 135 million people. What he had you doing was mad if you didn't know Spanish. Because you was like, damn, this music is live. It's a party. It feels good. Damn it, why didn't I stay in Spanish class? Dr. Brooke Shore at Winston-Salem State, God rest his soul, I apologize for not dedicating myself to learning more Spanish. Juvie, my bodyguard, my big brother, I apologize. Damn it, you've been working with me for 20 years. I should know more Spanish than I know. Damn it. More than 57 million people in the United States of America speak Spanish. The Hispanic population in the United States of America is now the dominant minority. Whether the number is 18%, 21%, 25%, U.S. Census Bureau is projecting, but by the year 2030, it will make up over 35 to 40% of the American population. Damn it, I should have learned more. I'm going to go back and take some damn Spanish lessons. Let me tell you something right now. Ain't nobody hating on Bad Bunny. I loved it.